This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can you not feel pain seeing 75 years of humiliation? Men, women, children. Children have to see their fathers going through checkpoints, their homes. How can you still not feel pain? How can you not feel pain when you see this garbage on your media? 40 children beheaded. 40 children baby beheaded. Load of nonsense. But that's what happens. And you should know, nobody should know it better than you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man sabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Respected brothers, elders, sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. I'm sure everybody is aware of what is happening in Gaza. It's just another cycle, another time. We've seen it repeated so many times. It's as though it happens, the world forgets, and then it happens again, and a few days it's on the forefront of our minds, and then the world forgets again. And the ajeeb thing about it, every single time, watch the media, it's as though the clock starts when the Palestinians do something. It's selective amnesia. This issue did not start on the 8th. This issue has been going on for 75 years. 75 years this is going on for, but every time there is a response, it's as though they started right now. And everybody is expected to forget 75 years and think about what's happened right now. So every single time, the victim, the oppressed, the occupied becomes the barbarian and the oppressor, and the occupier, the zalim, becomes the mazloom, becomes the poor oppressed. And we've seen this cycle so many times. And what's the condemnation? This is the condemnation. The condemnation is, every anchor will start with this statement: do you condemn the acts of so-and-so which happened on so-and-so day? Every single one. They have thousands of interviews with Israelis. They never ask them, do you condemn your 75 years of brutal apartheid and occupation? And you know, this condemnation, we shouldn't really forget it, because we've been through it for 20 years. I'm sure some of those who are elder remember, anything happened anywhere in the UK, all the Muslims were meant to collectively condemn it. So when you rang a Muslim organization, what they would have on? Salam, assalam, assalam, peace, peace, peace. Because you get badgered into condemning something that you had nothing to do with. Something would happen somewhere on the other side of the world, perpetrated with organizations which have nothing to do. Oh, Muslims must condemn it. What do you think about this atrocity? So even now, when a Muslim goes onto TV, he's expected to condemn. So we, the UK Brits, should remember that this self-condemnation never helps, because you don't deal with the root problem. You start the clock now. You start the clock 5 days ago. What is the root problem? The root problem is this, that we have occupiers and we have the occupied. That's the root problem. We have a brutal apartheid regime, and then we have those who have to go through humiliation on a daily basis. And the time comes when enough is enough. Everybody has a breaking point. But no, not the Palestinians. No, the Palestinians, every time something happens, they just throw roses on people. You know, there's the famous playwright, Sama Sabawi. She says that when I heard that the Americans were organizing a safe corridor, I rang my family in Gaza and I said, it's best you get out. She said, my auntie said to me, so what do you want us to do? It's either we live our entire life in a refugee camp or we die in our homes. And for those who do not understand this, I've been into Gaza. I've been into the West Bank. I've been into the refugee camps in Jordan. I've been into the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. 70 years. Many of them still have the keys of their homes. Imagine this. You have the keys of your homes. Your father has the keys of his home, but he can never return. But if you're a Jew from anywhere in the world, you have the right to go and live in somebody else's home. Millions of Palestinians around the world, scattered around the world. So she said, what do you want me to do?
Do you want me to go and leave my home? Because that's what they did in the first Nakba. They gave him a safe corridor, and now you're never coming back home again. And it's very interesting how they've reduced this entire conflict to one militant group and the entire Israelis. It's like nobody else besides Hamas are involved. It's like the 2.2 million people in the Gaza Strip, all those in the West Bank who go through brutality every single day, are not involved in this. Look, you know, for those who are old enough to remember, when we were kids, who was the terrorist? Yasser Arafat. You remember Yasser Arafat? Yasser Arafat, every time you heard, Yasser Arafat was the terrorist. PLO were the terrorist. And then what happened? The PLO 30 years negotiated that, okay, we will recognize, we will recognize Israel, we will put down our arms. You need to go back to international laws, the 1967 borders. That's what they did for 30 years. 30 years, they've recognized Israel, they've put down their arms. Not one day have the Israelis seized the expansion and the occupation. You know, this is, you know, you may think this is the first time this has happened in Gaza. This is the fifth time. One lasted 51 days. 51 days. You know, Gaza, they say the Palestinians run Gaza. Gaza, nothing goes in. Nothing goes out of Gaza unless the Israelis allow it. Nothing. And I'm saying this, I've been to Gaza. I've seen nothing goes in. I saw a girl in a hospital after they had attacked. And this girl's face had literally blown up. She had burns. Why? Because she used to have to use a particular canister. Because the Israelis wouldn't allow gas canisters. Or a particular canister which is normally used. This is what they have to go through. Day in, day out of humiliation. And remember this. You know, today, it's really interesting that it's all about Hamas. Today, the Israel Times, the Times of Israel, and Haaretz, which is the most popular newspaper, both had articles how Netanyahu propped up Hamas. Why did he prop up Hamas? Like they propped up Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets. Why did they prop up? Because they knew, and he said to the Likud party in 2019, he said, if you don't want a Palestinian state, then allow money to go into Gaza and prop up Hamas. Why? Because that would keep the Palestinians divided. You would have the PLO in the West Bank, and you would have Hamas. So by UK law, listen to this, by UK law, if Netanyahu was here in the UK, he would be locked up for supporting a proscribed terrorist organization. The Prime Minister of Israel will be locked up. But this is the sad thing. This is the sad thing. And then, listen, brothers, you know, never become despondent. Wallahi. You know, obviously it hurts. You see believers, but never become despondent. You may see all the media, the Western media, portraying it in a way, and you think, how can you do this? How can you support the apartheid state? Why? Because it's their self-interest, that's it. Biden said, our best $3 billion that we spend every year is over there in Israel. Why? Because they give them now nearly $4 million every year. Why? He said, imagine how much we would have to spend if Israel wasn't there to control that region. The money that they give to Egypt. Why do you think they give hands out to Egypt and all the other countries? To keep them subdued, but never ever become despondent. You know, people say, oh, look at the media. You have media in your hands. Wallahi, you have media in your hand. The strongest media. You have your mobile phone. You have, this is what people don't watch TV. But as long as you have the get up and go to develop and send it around. You know, there was a time that you would only hear one narrative. Only one narrative. And that was the narrative of the Israelis. I remember the time when the Palestinian guys used to come on TV, none of them could speak English properly. Now you see that, mashallah, they articulate themselves. I want you to remember, wallahi, this issue is not complicated. You know, like they say, oh, it's a very complicated issue. Wallahi, this issue is not complicated. This is the oppressor and the oppressed. This is the brutality and the brutalized. That's all it is. This is an apartheid state. So never get taken in. Oh, it's too complicated. Ukraine wasn't complicated. Ukraine, what was the argument there? We had an occupier and we had the occupied. Let me tell you about Gaza. So me and a handful of brothers from the UK, we drove from here all the way to Gaza after it was attacked. I think it was 2010, after Operation Cast Lead. From here, we went all the way there. We entered with great difficulty in the journey. And subhanAllah, I honestly, wallahi, that place, the masajid are full. Fajr, you compare it to the West Bank, and I don't mean West Bank, but I have been West Bank, but you compare it to Jerusalem, the masajid are full. These are people of Iman. After 70 years, everybody else would have cut and run. The entire world, look at, you feel despondent today, yeah? You feel despondent when you watch the news? You feel despondent when you hear Starmer, and you hear Sunak, and you hear Braverman, you feel despondent? Imagine if you lived in Gaza, and you had all those Muslim countries around you. You had nearly 2 billion Muslims, and you were 2.2 million of that ummah, and you were trapped. Imagine how you would feel. But that's the difference between you and them. These are people, wallahi, people of Iman, masajid are full. And you know, one thing really struck me when I got there, and then I really understood. Literally every house you go into, they have martyrs. There are people who have died in the occupation. You see their pictures when you think, this person's got, family's got 2 members. This family's got 5 members. And this is why when you hear their resolve, you understand what their resolve is like. And listen, you have media. You have media in your hands. You are the media. You should know the facts. It's your responsibility. The message of Allah said, Al-mu'minuna ka jasadin wahid. The believers are like one body. How can you not feel the pain? How can you be a believer and not feel the pain? How can you be a believer and see 75 years of occupation in your most holiest land, in Masjid al-Aqsa, and still not feel pain? How? How can you not feel pain seeing 75 years of humiliation? Men, women, children have to see their fathers going through checkpoints, their homes. How can you still not feel pain? How can you not feel pain when you see this garbage on your media? 40 children beheaded. 42 baby beheaded, load of nonsense. But that's what happens. And you should know, nobody should know it better than you. When they want to dehumanize a group of people, they start dehumanizing them. For a very long time, the Muslims in the UK and the West were dehumanized. Every other article was about the Muslims. You should know about dehumanization. Because when you dehumanize a group of people, when you say these people killed 40 babies, then you say 40 babies? These people are animals. Exactly. That's what the defense minister said, isn't it? He said, no electricity, no water, no food, because we are dealing with human animals. Nobody says a word. The West are mute. The whole, you know, we uphold and human rights, but everybody's quiet. Nobody says a word. So let me make this quite clear. The issue is crystal clear. The issue is crystal clear. You oppress a group of people for 75 years. International law says that it is your legal right to fight the occupied. May it be Kashmir, may it be Palestine. They talk about international law. The hostages must be kept by international law. And Keir Starmer, very interesting, listen to this. Keir Starmer, when he was asked, do Israel have the right to blockade electricity, food? He said, I think they have the right. What you're saying, he's a lawyer by profession. He knows that this is against international law because collective punishment, you can't punish 2.2 million people for the action of a few hundred. And what does it mean? So he says this. Sunak says, oh, unequivocal support. Braverman says, tells the police, ban the Palestinian. That's what she was alluding to. She can't ban it, but ban the Palestinian flag. You know what this is? This is an endeavor to scare the supporters of Palestine. And the supporters of Palestine are not just Muslim. I'm telling you now, the most ardent supporters of Palestine in the West are not you and I. It's normally non-Muslims who will get locked up. How many Muslims have you ever seen go into a grocery shop and walk out with Israeli goods? Say, I'm not paying, well, this is illegal. How many? Never. I've seen dozens and dozens of non-Muslims do it. Because this is an issue of humanity. This is bondage. This is slavery. The largest open-air prison, that's what they call Gaza. I don't call it, the largest open-air concentration camp in the world. So when she says, listen, when she says we want to burn the flag, wallahi, wallahi, if any of you get badgered, and if you get fear because of that, you need to check your iman. Bombs are raining down on people. They have no electricity. Their hospitals have been bombed. Men, women, and children have been displaced. And you saying, oh yeah, where's my Palestinian flag? Let me put it down. Don't you ever, wallahi, speak about the Ummah again. Don't you ever. You can't even do the minimal. You can't even stand up for something which is so basic. And you see, look, the Anglosphere countries, our country, America, Canada, Australia, known as the Anglosphere countries, they are the most ardent supporters of Israel. Why? Because if you look, this country is the father. This is where they generally emanated from. This is the father. What was America built on? What was Canada built on? What was Australia built on? It was built on genocide, ethnic cleansing, killing, raping, pillaging, murdering. So this is the father. And all these other countries are the illegitimate children of this country. They are the harami ulad of this country. And who's doing what they did? It's Israel occupying, taking people's country, ethnically cleansing them. So now Israel is the illegitimate and harami grandchild of this country. And the children of the earth, that's why they have given unflinching support. Ukraine, 16 years Gaza has been under the siege. You didn't wait 6 days for Ukraine. And for Gaza, 16 years, nothing goes in, nothing goes out. Total, utter humiliation. So I want to listen, remind you about the fikr that people had for this ummah once upon a time. Nuruddin Zinki, rahmatullah alayhi, the teacher of Salahuddin. In Egypt, there was a town which was besieged by the crusaders. So Nuruddin, what he did, he besieged the crusaders. He came behind the crusaders. But the crusaders had besieged the city. So the muhaddith, the hadith scholars, said to Nuruddin, we're going to read hadith. And Nuruddin sat down. So they began to read the hadith. And they read a hadith which is Musalsul bit tabassum. Musalsul bit tabassum is when the Messenger of Allah narrated this narration, he smiled. So when the Sahabi narrated the narration, he smiled, the Messenger of Allah. And then when the next person narrated it, they smiled. And they smiled. And this is how it's reached us. So the hadith scholar narrates this narration and he smiles. Nuruddin was the most powerful Muslim of his time. He smiled. He said, Nuruddin, smile. Nuruddin said, how can I smile when the Muslims are under siege? Wallahi, today, it's not just siege. It's bombs raining on your head. Your children are incubators and there's no electricity. You know, this reminds me of the story in the Quran when Musa alayhi salatu salam stood in front of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun said to Musa said, free my people. You've emancipated my people. Free my people. They've had enough. And Fir'aun says to Musa, do you remember when you killed that one Copt, wa anta min al kafirin, and you were from the ungrateful ones? Imagine this. Musa is being told by Fir'aun, the one who killed tens of thousands, you remember when you killed that one person? Today, you butchered, you killed, you ethnically cleansed, you brutalized people for 75 years. You humiliated them. And then you get upset when the slave kicks back. As the PLO said, we told you it was coming, but the world don't want to hear. Wallahi, let me tell you, if the same amount of Palestinians died every single day as Israelis died, nobody wouldn't be even on your TV screens. No Israeli would ever be asked to condemn. No Israeli leader, no IDF member, but the Palestinians are. So my brothers and sisters, yes, it hurts a believer, but these are days. Allah said, Tilkal ayyamu nudawiru bayna nas. These are days that we rotate amongst people. You know, wallahi, I've been to Gaza. I've seen the resolve of our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, I'm telling you firsthand. I went directly after they were bombed, after Operation Cast Lead. And the iman was just something else. The iman was something else. So I want you to remind you of the words of Allah, where Allah says, which happened after the Battle of Uhud when 70 Sahaba were passed away. Allah says, La tahinu. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ لَا تَحِنُوا. Do not fall in despondency and grief and despair. أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You are the highest even in defeat, because you are qareeb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as you leave this dunya in the state of belief. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our shuhada Jannatul Firdaus. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Palestine. Honestly, I grew up with this statement, free Palestine. Everybody's heard it. But it looks like the only Muslim country on the world which is free is Palestine. Every other country is occupied besides Palestine. There's only resistance from one group of people. Everybody else, every other country, every other leader is muted. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Masjid al-Aqsa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a million Salahuddins in this ummah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a vehicle of assisting our brothers and sisters in Palestine. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts united in the dunya and reunited in Jannah for those brothers. Put your little differences aside. Nobody's interested. You have bigger fish to fry. Don't divide the ummah on your petty issues. Ummah is fighting about this little issue and that little issue, and bombs are raining on people's heads. You know, I remember, very interesting, when we went to Gaza, we drove from here all the way to Gaza. There was two brothers on that convoy, there was a few hundred of us, who wouldn't pray Salah behind everybody else. And I thought to myself, you're going to help people all the way in Gaza, you most likely wouldn't even pray Salah behind the people you're going to help. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their sufferings.